We're sitting here in Studio 1A with Medicine Man Revival. They've got a residency happening every Saturday at Swan Dive. They're also playing Stay Gold while they're here in town this month. Guys, thank you for being here all the way from Dallas. What do you guys want to play first?
This first song is called Voodoo Queen.
No!
Medicine Man. That is Medicine Man Revival. We're in Studio 1A with Dallas's Medicine Man Revival. They're hanging out in Austin this month, playing a residency at Swan Dive every Saturday. You can check them out, mixed with everyone from Mama Hawk, Dream Addicts, Michael Parallax, and Ty Richards. They're also playing Stay Gold on the 23rd with Kalu and the Electric Joint. Guys, welcome to Studio 1A. Thank you for being here.
Us. Thank you.
I'm talking to Keith Young and Jason Burt, the two madmen behind this. First of all, something I'd like to get out of the way from one Dallasite, Dallasonian, whatever, DFW native from another. Are you guys born and bred in Dallas?
Born and bred. Yeah.
What part of Dallas? Because Dallas doesn't just mean Dallas.
Yeah, I'm actually from Fort Worth.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm from the funk. He's from Dallas, like proper.
Dallas proper.
Yeah.
On White Rock Lake now.
Right on, cool. I'm from the country. I'm from Midlothian, Texas.
Oh,
you guys know Midlothian, Texas. Hearing it on the radio, people know Midlothian, Texas.
Of course.
You guys have clearly a powerhouse sound, and that you guys like to define as future soul. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so, to me, from what I just heard and from what I've heard before, to me, that means that you guys have taken the energy of soul, but the... you guys have like mixed it with stoner metal. That's what it sounds like to me. I want your definition of future soul.
We are all that we love and all that we grew up eating. And so we're also a collaboration just born out of, you know, people being at the right place at the right time. So the sound is a product of our experience, but it's also a projection of what we hope to bring to the community. So,
can you talk more about what you guys plan to bring, or are your mission of what you're bringing to the community? Because I know you guys have a very dense message and purpose.
I guess in a way, but then, you know, I like to think it's really simple. You know, you come here and you sit down in your chairs and you have all of this baggage on you from the day. We want to sweep all of that off. We just want to heal, you know, and be naked and, you know, reflect each other. And so through that, we are healed, and so are the people that we're intimate with in the audience. So
that's beautiful.
Church without the preacher.
Church without the preacher. That is a great way to put that.
Or just a stage full of preachers.
Stage full of energy, positive cleansing energy. And in listening to some of your interviews and just kind of trying to get a good idea of you guys, some things that I've heard y'all say that I think are really important and really great, and I'd kind of like you to expand or talk on them more. Everything must resonate in truth, I believe, is something that I pulled right from an interview, a previous interview, and it really is true. Like, you got your mission is in the moment, the truth and the real, and I really appreciate that your mantra of, if we can't make it happen in the studio, we're not going to do it on stage. If we can't make it happen on stage, we're not going to bring it into the studio. So can you talk more about that decision?
Just open hands and basically putting ourselves in a position to truly, truly succeed. And in that meaning, being able to do what we want, you know, and for people to grasp onto that. And if you are making stuff up and building something based off of falsities or whatever you consider to be cool, if you can't actually hold that in your hand, then you're not actually that. You're not that entity. And me and Keith's relationship has been nothing but that. And just, you know, a snake, you know, losing its layers and digging deep to the inner core of that. Music is what we do, but what we're trying to teach is open hands.
You know, not holding on, feel that temptation to kind of grasp onto something out of fear, out of, you know, insecurity. Knowing that, you know, the flow is when you open up and when you allow. Sure. And so everything about how we became a band or a brand just resonates with just being honest. Because that's the easiest thing to be, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful that you guys are able to wear that on your sleeve.
With honesty.
Yeah, that's the illusion.
You grow into wanting to be something you're not. And there's the lies and the pain and the sorrows and misunderstandings.
Yeah. And the music brings it all to light and washes the pain away.
Absolutely. And hopefully, you know, the lyrics challenge you in that way, like a good song of church. Again, you know, like when you hear something that you truly believe in, hopefully we're working our way towards giving everybody that.
We're sitting here in Studio 1A with Dallas's Medicine Man Revival. I've been speaking to Keet Young and Jason Burt. Can you guys introduce me to the rest of the band?
Yes. This is Mav Marcus Roberts. He's the man who set a keyboard, set that Rhodes on fire the last show. So he's the trooper. This is Lil Marcus. That's Big Marcus. This is Lil Marcus Jones, drummer extraordinaire. He plays really hard. And this is Ben. He's the perfect bandmate. He keeps us all honest. Like,
and they all have their own personal projects as well.
For sure.
The Found, Marcus Roberts has a single coming out this week, and Ben has his own project that he sings in as well. So look for him. Look for him.
Medicine Man Revival in Studio 1A. They've got a residency at Swan Dive every Saturday. They're also playing Stay Gold on the 23rd with Kalu and the Electric Joint. And during that residency, you can catch with Mama Hawk, Dream Addicts, Ty Richards, and others. What are you guys going to play for us next?
This next song is called Bittersweet. It's actually kind of the first song we wrote together.
So. It's also our single, which you can find on Spotify.
Spotify, YouTube, follow, share. Oleander leaves are falling on me, and I realize nothing's really changing, so I let it be. Spark the fire, wrote so fast, couldn't deny it. Love is blind, so why fight it? Maybe this was all we had. Looking back, it wasn't so bad. I can't seem to get out of my mind. It's gonna take more time. It's gonna take time.
Dallas's Medicine Man Revival in Studio 1A. They're joining us in Austin all of June, playing a residency at Swan Dive every Saturday. They'll be joined by Mama Hawk, Dream Addicts, Michael Parallax, and Ty Richards. They're also playing Stay Gold on the 23rd with Kalu and the Electric Joint. If you're listening from Dallas, and I know a few of you are, they're playing Trees on June 29th, and they're playing in Fort Worth on the 16th. Guys, thank you so much for being here. You can check out everything we've done this afternoon, both of those songs and a third song. You can also check out the visual magic happening here. Thanks to our KUTX multimedia team for getting that. That's all going to be at KUTX.org. My name is Taylor Wallace. Thanks again to Deidre Gott for putting this together, Jake Perlman, and Cliff Hargrove for making it all sound great. You're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.